WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, an 11-year-old boy remains in critical condition after suffering burns to over 90% of his body. Police say the kid poured gasoline on a bonfire in the backyard of his Mount Laurel home Monday night, and the flames shot up the can, which exploded while he was holding it. A police spokesman says a team was able to get the boy to stop, drop, and roll, which extinguished the flames. The boy's mother suffered minor burns as well. There's been 4 COVID-associated child deaths, including 3 infants, since Christmas, according to State Health Commissioner Judy Persichilli.
A reminder that COVID-19 isn't always a benign illness in children.
Persichilli says there are no reports of significant underlying medical conditions in any of the 4 children. 3 of them were infants. 1 was under the age of 10. 3 people from Newark, ages 26, 18, and 15, have been arrested in connection with a stolen vehicle and the recovery of over 100 stolen vehicle key fobs. Newark Public Safety Director Brian O'Hara says police found the 3 males sleeping in a stolen black 2015 Audi on Parker Street. The 15-year-old had the key fob for the Audi stolen out of Car Revolution in Woodbridge, where 12 vehicles were also taken. New Jersey put nearly $7 billion into its pension funds in this year's budget, and that bill won't be decreasing anytime soon. But Andrew Biggs of the American Enterprise Institute says taxpayers are shortchanged when so much of their money is simply paying off debts run up in the past.
It's a hidden squeeze on the value that residents in New Jersey are getting from government. The more and more what they're paying for isn't actually producing more and better government.
In a report for the Conservative Garden State Initiative, Biggs suggested to switch to cash balance retirement funds and higher contributions for workers. Classes at a public school in Prospect Park will remain remote until further notice, not because of COVID, but because of heating and cooling equipment that ruptured, causing extensive damages to classrooms. NJ.com reports the return to in-person learning in the borough's only public school has been delayed after units ruptured as a result of frozen coils, according to the superintendent. Ben and Jerry's newest ice cream flavors are packing nostalgia into a small pint. The ice cream giant has introduced its rollout of topped chocolate milk and cookies and topped dirt cake. The flavors are for those, quote, tired of adulting and yearning to relive your favorite childhood memories, according to the company. Both flavors will be on store shelves in the U.S. very soon. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to nj1015.com and click on podcast. Are we getting snow later this week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow has the complete forecast coming up, and New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Hey, it's Steve Trevelise. Tonight at 7 on New Jersey 101.5, we'll talk about the cool places to visit in New Jersey, driving without a license, and the Jersey athletes you grew up knowing and hanging out with. That's tonight at 7 on New Jersey 101.5, also available on demand at nj1015.com.
Steve Trevelise. Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5.
We're playing 3 New Jersey fast traffic.
Still a big troubles in Wall, Route 34. The on and off ramps at Route 34 at Atlantic Avenue are currently blocked off. You've got ongoing emergency repairs closing Atlantic Avenue over by Route 34, so stay away from that for the time being. The traffic is also blocked off of the car lanes. Well, exiting off the car lanes north at exit 11 in Woodbridge, you've got construction blocking that ramp. Parkway traffic overall moving along pretty well. We're not doing badly on 287 down to 440, 295 south. A crash coming down towards Mount Holly, Willingboro. Over Saturday, it's a left lane that's blocked, and a crash on the shoulder of the turnpike north before you get to exit 8. Doing well across the Delaware and the Hudson. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 218. I'm Tom Rivers on New Jersey 101.5.
You didn't ask for it. You demanded it. You can now listen on demand to New Jersey 101.5's Dennis and Judy Show.
Oh, I have a very good sense of when to stop talking.
Really? Because in my case, I've not noticed that.
For over 20 years, Dennis and Judy have been your best friends on the radio. And now you can listen to them anytime and anywhere on demand.
I'll say something to Judy. I'll be telling her the story, and she holds up her hand with 3 fingers.
Download Dennis and Judy's show wherever you get podcasts.
Which means this is the 3rd effing time you've told me this.
Or go to the free New Jersey 101.5 app and click on podcasts to subscribe. Dennis and Judy.
Oh, you're my best friend.
Now available on demand from New Jersey 101.5.
Paid for.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are two big weather headlines to talk about through the rest of the week. One is another push of frigid Arctic air happening tonight. And second is the possibility of a coastal storm system delivering some snow and wind for the start of the weekend. So tonight will be clear, but very cold. Low temperatures 15 to 20 by tomorrow morning. The wind chiller feels like temperature could go as low as 5. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, and cold. We're back in the deep freezer. Highs only mid to upper 20s. Thursday will only be a little better. Lower 30s with more sunshine. Mid 30s on Friday, turning cloudy with snow showers possible during the day. And again, that chance of steadier, heavier snow moving in Friday night into Saturday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Byram, 37, Manchester, 42, North Brunswick, 41. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by Veteran Care Services. Did you know that senior veterans and their spouses may qualify for a veteran pension plan that can pay up to $2,200 a month for your medical care? See if you or a loved one qualifies. Call Veteran Care Services now at 1-888-E-VETERANS.
New Jersey 101.5.